Well, it's been a great pleasure and a real privilege to welcome all these people to Number 10 Downing Street who are benefiting from the government's Help to Buy scheme. It's worth remembering why we introduced this scheme. There are thousands of people in our country who work hard, who want to own their own home, but because of the problems in the banking system, they haven't been able to get a mortgage, and so they've been living at home or they've been renting relatively expensive property when they'd like to have a mortgage and a home of their own. And all of these people, they find that they can afford the mortgage payments. That's not been the problem. The problem has been getting together the deposit. And that's why the government's Help to Buy scheme, making sure that there are 90 and 95% mortgages out there in the market, has made such a difference. So all the people behind me are well on the way to achieving their dream of owning a flat or a home of their own. Now, of course, there have been lots of critics of this scheme. People said, will it be big enough? Well, it certainly has got off to an extraordinary start. 75 families every day have taken the step to achieving their dream of home ownership. £333 billion of mortgages has so far been agreed. There were some who wondered whether it would only be confined to the south of England. That hasn't been the case. Lloyds, for instance, have found that 80% of their customers for Help to Buy are outside London and the South East. Some people thought it might only benefit those buying relatively expensive properties. Again, that's not the case. The typical property being bought under this scheme is around the average house price in the UK. So this is a successful scheme. Those are the numbers, but this is about more than numbers. It's about hardworking people achieving their dream of home ownership. And it's part of the government's long-term plan for getting our economy moving. One point that people were concerned about was, would this just add to house prices rather than actually generating more house building? We can see this year house building up by a third. So I believe this scheme is not only helping hardworking people achieve their dreams, it's also helping the long-term plan that the government has for turning our economy around.